stimulating a stimulus. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Government stimulus programs like those in 2001, 8, and 9 are designed to get cash into the hands of the poorest Americans. The reasoning is they'll spend it and quickly get the money into the economy. But a study from Princeton University and NYU shows that approach may not get us the biggest bang for our stimulus bucks. It suggests that to maximize the amount spent, those programs should be extended to segments of the middle class. The research team analyzed information on the finances of American households from 1989 through 2010. About 40% of U.S. households live paycheck to paycheck. Each month, most or all of their liquid money gets spent. Two-thirds of that group are described as wealthy hand-to-mouth. Cash poor, even though their income or net worth would not classify them as poor. It's all about cash on hand. If a large amount of their money is tied up in retirement accounts or a house, this group reacts to swings in income more like the poor than the wealthy. One caveat: as the size of the payment increases, the wealthy hand-to-mouth are more likely to begin to save. Social science that could help policymakers determine the best use of stimulus funds. A little stimulating conversation.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.